When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Wow, I can't believe it. Here we are again.
Oh, buddy.
Buddy pal.
It's just so good to see you.
How you doing? How you doing?
You know, oh man, it's been a tumultuous week.
Has it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Capital T. What's that musical? Cabaret? Canapé.
Well, you would know better than me as a gay person. Was that rude? That
was offensive. No, I laughed. Okay. This gay person is not offended right now.
Okay, well.
But watch your fucking
But I mean, step. I understand if anyone is, and I apologize.
There you go. Perfect. Well done.
Okay, a person I know sent me a text that was shit-talking me that they meant to send to another person.
No. Yes. That did not happen.
It happened.
Oh, my.
Oh yeah. And I had to really... I basically called every person I know because it's like... Help me convince myself that this thing that she said was not about me and how I'm a terrible person.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Oh, yeah. That's the worst. That's like taking a screenshot of a conversation and then accidentally sending it to the person you're talking to.
Right.
And then they're like, why'd you take this screenshot?
And you're like, I'm going to go move to another city.
Yeah. And you're like, this is it for me forever. Bye-bye.
Right.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What'd you do?
Well, I confronted the person.
Mm.
Yeah.
How was that?
Uncomfortable.
Go on.
But I'm so glad I did it. So glad I stood up for myself.
Oh.
You know?
Yes. Oh, I this is me being emphatic on the table.
I feel like my bones and my blood cells are like, yeah, hand killed. You know?
Yeah. You felt relief.
It's like, you don't fuck with me.
Yes. You stood up for yourself. You took, you know, the pressure came to a point and then it popped. Mm-hmm. Much like the experience of laughter.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful, dear.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to another rip-roaring adventure of on Hanalyze This.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Do you love Hanalyze This?
I kind of love. Remember when we were trying to figure out a name? And I remember when someone suggested Hanalyze This, and I was like... I don't know.
I know.
Because I didn't come up with it.
I know. And that's what I thought. But then I said, let's give it a couple days.
And it's just perfect. I'm
I know.
So
it's a
glad.
Great name. It's a great name.
It's fantastic.
Somebody suggested it. Neither of the Hannahs came up with it.
Right?
We were sitting there being like, let's call it a single leaf.
Yes. We were like, how about a cloud, a tear.
Yes.
Washes away everything.
Whoa. Oh, my God. I'm moved, man. I'm so fucking moved.
That's kind of what we wanted.
I wanted to be like, let's just call it the mist.
I was like, can we call it like, we're just going to talk about like the universe and the insides of our bodies and how it's the same thing as the universe, but we don't know, but that's what we talk about.
Let's call it the universe understanding itself. Hey, Carl Sagan, what up?
Yeah, so Hanalyze This is way better.
Yeah, Hanalyze This, it turned out is great. And this week on Hanalyze This, we are going to be talking about something that is kind of tied to our last episode where we discussed topics of friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, last week, for those of you who weren't there, we discussed friendship breakup. Are there times that you need to let a friend out of your life? Do friends drift apart? Which, by the way, they do. Totally natural. Happens. Etc. So if you haven't heard that, make sure you go back and you listen to Friendship Part 1 over there. I don't know if it's called Friendship Part 1. But go ahead and listen to it. And initially, we were going to go and end it with talking about our friendship right. between us.
Oh, my goodness. Can we just say things that we like about each other?
For a second?
Yeah.
Yes,
for just one. For a second.
Yeah, just
you mean for the next 5 hours?
No, Hannah.
I'm not.
Okay, I'll say something I like about you.
Oh.
I really like the fact that you are thoughtful. You are full of thought.
Oh,
yes,
thanks, buddy.
I do. I really like your thoughtfulness. Oh. Yeah, that's true. Oh, my God. We're affirming ourselves
right
now.
Oh, my God. I know. Well, I just love that you are so conscientious. You know? I feel like you're just – and thoughtful. Just so thoughtful about all things and all – and, like, you know, I've hung out with you in, like, big groups and, like, you're always just so – aware.
Constantly thinking, always aware, observing, analyzing, processing.
Some might
judging.
Say it's a curse.
Some might call it an inability to feel comfortable.
Oh, God. Okay, that's not where I was going with this. I'm just trying to say I really like you, dude.
You know what I really like about you? Another thing I really like about you? I really like that one time you were trying on swimsuits.
Oh, my God.
You came into the room when we were roommates in San Francisco.
Yep.
Hannah Gelb was trying on a swimsuit. And she came – well, no, she had a swimsuit. You were trying on someone's swimsuit. Was it Naomi?
It was Erica's.
It was Erica's.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, tune in for last week's episode where you find out who Erica is.
Right.
Right. So, Erica –
go back in time.
Erica had just given you a swimsuit. You were trying it on. Hannah came out of the room and was mid-thought, mid-sentence, as per usual, and was in the swimsuit and finishing her thought and sentence, which I totally graciously allowed, all the while having one entire breast out of the swimsuit. Just hanging out of the swimsuit.
Was so great was that? I think you took you a second to know. Like, you, for some reason, you were lying on the floor, and then I just remember
I was probably
you,
stretching.
You were pointing, at me, and you were like rolling with laughter, and you were like, your boob is out. And it was just.
It did
the
take
greatest.
A full, you're right. You came out, you were finishing that, and I was like, and you were like, da da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba. What? What, dude? What is it? And I was like, your entire boob is out. Your entire boob.
That was such a good impression of me.
I know. No, but that gave me a good hearty chuckle. And
we still talk about it, obviously.
We still talk about it to this day.
That was literally like 10 years ago.
It's true. But I think that really one of the things that has made our friendship, and I guess for me, all friendships that last, is the ability to make each other laugh.
So important.
Yeah.
You know what Anne Lamott says?
What? What does she say?
Laughter is carbonated holiness.
Oh, my God.
Anne Lamott, everybody.
Oh, God.
She's the best.
Yeah, guys.
Shout out Anne Lamott.
If you have never read Bird by Bird, pick it up today. Anne Lamott didn't sponsor this podcast.
No, but if I could ever meet her.
You want to meet her? Dude, but she's next door. No, she's not.
I would die. I think I would die.
Oh, well, then I will make sure you never meet her.
But it would be, well, okay, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, it's not great.
Yes, laughter. It's healing. It's the best.
It has wonderful
effects on you and your body that you're not even aware of.
Exactly. For instance, you know, when we talk about laughter, we talk about truth and comedy, right? And so there's a big link between what makes you laugh and what you know to be true.
Oh, my gosh, I'm learning so much.
Oh, no, but, you know, they talk about, like, with comedians, with stand-ups, the people that go out there and they make themselves so incredibly vulnerable, they're basing it off of their truest truths they have, the things that you express, and then it can make somebody else laugh, which means it's a shared experience. When someone's laughing, you feel it, you know? You feel that joy. Like, if you're at a stand-up show or an improv show, you are more inclined to laugh because everyone around you is laughing.
Oh, my God, yes. I just did an improv show, and it was like... Okay, so my class was really struggling with doing edits.
What's edits?
So edits is when you decide – someone's like, the scene is over. Like they walk across the stage or they stand in front of the current scene to signify this scene is over and a new scene is happening. And you do that when you're like, okay, we've hit a high note.
Mm.
It's time to move on or this is going nowhere. We need to mercy edit this. So there's
so, and
a new
one
scene.
Person makes that decision on behalf of the group?
Yeah, but everyone can do it. So we were struggling in class, and then we did not – I think it all fell into place when we did it in front of an audience because having that laughter there was like the signal to edit, you know?
Mm. Dude, I want to see your improv. I've never been.
You got to come down, man.
Yeah. No, but it's true.
I'd be so nervous. Also, you'd be mobbed. Everyone would be like, Hannah Hart is here. Ah!
No,
when, like,
they
the
wouldn't.
Mayor of San Diego would show up.
Oh my God. But even now,
and
just
right
like
out the red carpet.
Just, and it's kind of one of the things that's made me so happy to share this podcast, because honestly, hearing your laugh really brings me joy. You know, you've got such an honest laugh. It's your carbonated holiness. You must be a very holy person, my friend.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. Okay, so my notes on this topic include the following statement. Patch Adams knew his shit.
All right.
But laughter doesn't just have superficial benefits in terms of, oh, it's a great way to spend the evening, going to an improv show, taking a break from your daily life. I feel like laughter really provides us with that, you know? It gives you a moment of respite from the constant barrage of your social media and life itself. So,
and isn't it just so amazing that we laugh at all? Mm-hmm. I mean, what a bizarre biological function.
Whoa.
You know?
Does any animal laugh besides a human? Monkeys?
You know, I've heard elephants
laugh.
They make jokes.
No.
Yes.
What?
They'll take, like, plants and put them on top of their head. And they think it's, and they're, and like, it's funny to them. Isn't that amazing?
Oh my God, that's
like
beautiful.
Elephants, dude. I don't know why we don't worship elephants. And octopi.
Oh my God. You know I worship octopi.
We could do a cephalopod episode.
Oh, yes, please.
Right? But yeah, I think there's, I mean, that's a really good question. But like, isn't it just so amazing that every human around the whole world in the history of humans has a, it's not like you control your laughter. It just happens. It's something your body does.
It's involuntary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because I feel like I have such a good control over, like, my tears, like when tears come, unless it's something happy. For instance, I watched a video of people talking about how much they love Black Panther, the movie, and then Chadwick Boseman came out and was like, hi. And then they were like, and I cried. We'll watch it tonight. I love happy tears. But laughter is an involuntary experience. And I feel like that involuntary experience, as I was saying, kind of just punctures your reality long enough to grant you distance from it. Mm-hmm, you know, it gives you just a moment of total presence in whatever's happening.
And it is a great relief.
It's a great relief. But it also has some physiological benefits as well.
What are those?
Well, Hannah, read this next note that I have on the paper in front of you.
Oh, okay. Laughter is believed to be beneficial to patients because it reduces anxiety and stress, renders pain manageable, and bolsters the immune system. It reduces stress hormones and increases endorphins.
That's
like freaking, you know.
That's amazing. Bolsters the immune system, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, didn't we hear when we lived in Japan that they don't even tell people they have cancer when they have cancer? They tell their family? Didn't we hear that?
Oh, God.
No, but it's like, this might be like a just a wild generalization. I may be completely wrong. And if you fact check this and it's not true, hey, guess what? I didn't know if it was. But I heard that if somebody gets diagnosed with cancer, they'll tell the family members, but they won't tell the patient themselves because the worry and the stress and the thought of death will actually make them more likely to become sick.
Oh.
It's kind of like the power of the mind. If you're sick and you're thinking about your sickness and how much more sick you're getting, you're basically sending an instruction to your body.
Dude, we should do an episode just about the mind-body connection, because that is some freaky shit.
Dude, it is. But I kind of think this laughter therapy is about that.
Right? You're right. You know what? Let's bring it back to right now.
Because I feel like it must be that if you give your brain the ability to generate joy, it's almost like hitting like the star power on a video game. Because your body is just going to do what it's got to do.
Oh, that's such a good metaphor.
Right? It's like, oh, I'm in the immune system. Because, you know, instead of the brain being like, I'm so fucking sick. I got to work. I wish I wasn't sick. My body hurts.
And, you know, I feel like I've had depressed episodes where I feel so depressed, and there's also part of me that's like, I am so depressed. Nothing is going to get me out of this depression.
Not this time. This is it. This is the big one.
Right. If I manage to like get myself out of the house or do something, I feel like if I can have a real genuine laugh, it's like a reset button.
It's like a spark of joy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really, it like alters my brain like in that moment. I remember going to one morning in San Diego after the huge breakup, and I was so depressed, just driving to this like drawing class, which I was, you know, should have brought me joy, but I was just like, oh, everything is so terrible. And I said,
but it's good that you were forcing yourself to do something.
Right. I was forcing myself, which, oh my God, so important. So hard and awful and important.
Yeah.
So I went to this drawing class. I sat next to this guy, and he was like just weirdly hilarious. He was a super nerdy artist dude, and he was a great artist, but he made me laugh, and I literally, like, forgot why I was depressed, you know? Mm, yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah. It's like a wildfire, mm-hmm. you know? It's like, sometimes when I've been in my lowest lows, and you and I have gotten a chance to talk, meaning I haven't actively avoided all human contact, and you say something, and it'll make me laugh, and that energy, it's kinetic. It's just that push, and it's like, oh, man, I will do my laundry, you know? And it's like, okay, cool. I did my laundry. Okay, I can keep riding this wave. And just that little burst is so beneficial, which is probably why it is now a therapeutic practice. So,
Are you trying to tell me I could find employment in laughter therapy?
Well, I'm pretty sure you'd have to get a degree in something else, maybe first, like an MFT.
Okay, but this is like a
job. You know what? Yes.
Okay, just going to roll with that.
Just roll with yes.
That's all I needed to hear.
Guys, when we get back from the break, we are going to talk to you about the phases and stages of laughter therapy and do some laughter therapy ourselves. So be sure to not stop listening after this. Before we get to that, I would like to make this pun, Hannah. Hey, do you think that there's no underwear out there for you? Well, what I say to that is never say never.
You know, it's really the delivery that got
it. I know, right? I mean, never say never. I don't know. It was something I was workshopping.
I like it, dude.
But the point of it is I want to talk to you about this underwear I'm going to try called Tomboy X.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's super comfy, it's super cute, but it doesn't have the same frills that might make you feel a little bit uncomfortable in underwear. And I can tell you, for a slightly butch-leaning lesbian like myself, I have a hard time finding underpants. I really do, you know?
I feel so privileged and horrible, because I did not even know this was a need, you know? But now, I've already gone from not knowing it existed to being upset that your manager didn't send me samples as well, because it looks really cool and comfy and well-made and also eco-friendly, and it's owned by two women.
Oh, my God!
You know, it's like win-win for everybody.
So we should record in a couple weeks when we have them and just do an episode wearing those underpants.
Yes.
Oh,
can we
God.
Do some photos also?
Is that weird? You want to do some photos? I'll do photos with you. I made a little too much eye contact there. Anyway, guys, if you are curious about Tomboy X products, they range from bikinis, briefs, boxer briefs, trunks, boy shorts, soft bras, razorbacks in everyday colors, fun seasonal prints, and brilliant bright colors. They range in all sizes, coming from extra small to 4X. So regardless of where you fit on the gender spectrum, Tomboy X offers amazing underwear that anybody feels comfortable in.
I'm so excited for the episode where we both wear it at the same time.
Me too, dude. And if you guys listening want to get your own pairs to also wear it while we're talking to you, go ahead and go to tomboyx.com/Hanalyze and check out their special bundles and pack pricing. And earbuds, you will get an extra 15% off when using the code Hanalyze. Again, the code is Hanalyze for an extra 15% off. So ditch whatever you're wearing for a pair of Tomboy X underwear and go to tomboyx.com/Hanalyze.
I'm excited for when they ask you to be a model.
Yeah, me too. I love taking cute pics. While we were gone, our producer made a hilarious pun that we would like to share with you guys.
Yes.
What do you call a podcast by an octopus?
A cephalopodcast!
Yeah! Da-da-da-da-da-da. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Drive safe. Hug your kids.
Yeah. That's great.
That's good. Okay, we're back in. It's good to start this off with a joke. I'm glad that we did and we nailed it. And now we're going to talk about and practice some laughter therapy.
Oh, my God. This is like the best day of my life. No joke.
I know. Okay, so I did some research about how laughter therapy works. And so I'm going to run like a mini class right now.
Okay.
So if you're driving, don't do this. But if you're not driving, maybe do it. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first,
if you're in a public place, even better.
Even better. Please do it. And then people are like, what are you doing? You say, I am listening to the groundbreaking podcast, Analyze This. Subscribe.
Yes.
So the first phase is to get in the zone. So we're going to do some laughter therapy right now. There are 10 different laughs we are going to practice. But to do those laughs, we have to get in the zone, as I said moments ago. So the beginning starts with phase one, which is called tapping. Well, I titled it that.
Oh, you titled it that?
I titled it Get Tapping.
Oh, gosh. I didn't know that. That's
amazing. I titled
amazing.
It that. Oh, I know. We're looking
job.
At it. I know. I took notes. You know? I never thought I'd be the person to write the outline. Wow. If my college/entire school student self could see me now, they'd be like, no fucking way. I'm like, yeah.
Dude.
I write outlines. I care about this. And I have the tools I need to do it. You know?
We could just stop right there.
Can we do a whole episode about ADHD someday? Where I can
Oh, yes. Really... Oh, my. Are you kidding me? Yeah. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
This is our cephalopod cast.
Just squinting.
No!
I can't believe you rejected that joke before the ink was dry.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You are like a weapon of mass destruction. Oh, my God.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
A plus in punnery.
All right. So to begin the exercise, we have to do something that actually I do in therapy a lot, but I do it when it's kind of about getting present. So for me, it's a tapping practice, and my therapist does it when I'm, let's say, in an elevated state. We're talking about a difficult subject. It's kind of a way of grounding you back into your body. The session starts with clapping of hands in a rhythm to activate acupuncture points and activate people for further phases. Eye contact is maintained during all phases.
Sorry.
Clapping on acupuncture points, yeah. So here's what I'm asking you to do. I got this, bud. Go ahead, ask a question.
I just don't understand. What is activate people for further phases? Oh, okay, now I got it. I got it. The answer's in the question.
Yep. Okay, so what I'm going to invite you to do is take your fingertips and tap them on the top of your head, you know, firmly, okay? And then you're going to tap the front of your head, okay?
Okay, I just want everyone to know that I'm doing this.
We're all doing it. We're tapping.
I feel really silly.
I don't. I feel freaking great. And then you're going to tap the side of your head, your temples, okay?
Okay.
And I'm assuming that during laughter therapy, and now we're moving on to the front of, like, your cheeks. I'm assuming this is to help people get, you know, present in a group full of other people.
You know? And maybe remember what their face feels like.
Yeah. And then you tap your chin, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to tap your collarbone. You guys hear that? All right, great.
Sounds like a rainstorm in here.
And then you're going to tap your wrists together. Either side. And so it's going to ground you just back into your body, you know? But I'm pretty much in my body.
Okay.
Don't you feel oddly more present?
I feel like I would have to do it for like 5 more hours. Okay. I have a hard time being in my body, you know? Well, I feel like I'm weirdly aware, but also not.
We're going to have to explore
that.
Does
that make any sense?
We're going to have to explore that at a later date.
Yeah. Okay.
Moving on. So... Tapping is a really good way of getting present in your body. So if you're doing a laughing practice, that is, I guess, what people tell you to do. And the next thing is you're going to do some breathing exercises. So basically, we're going to take a deep breath in, and I want everyone to follow along. And then we're going to release it, okay? So here we go. Everybody exhale out.
Are we doing in through the nose, out through the mouth?
Yeah, but we're going to do it in a series of 4, because that's my favorite kind of breathing exercise. Okay, everybody let it go.
Even though 4 is signifies death in Japan.
Yeah, it's also Beyonce's favorite number, so balance that out, you know.
Touché!
I mean, we probably just are actively doing laughter therapy, but this is what it says, okay? If you're going to try and get in the zone. So we're going to do, we're just going to do 2 series, and then that'll be it, okay? Kay. So, everybody, and you can do this if you're driving, you can do it. Okay, here we go. So, be free of breath. Okay, now you're going to breathe in for 4 seconds.
Okay.
You're going to hold for 4 seconds. 2, 3, 4. And out for 4 seconds. And hold for 4 seconds. 2, 3, 4. And in for 4 seconds. And hold. And out. And hold. I think you do that as many times as you want. I do it all the time.
Dude.
That's great.
I'm so impressed.
It's great.
You could literally do a guided meditation.
Ah.
Remember in our floaty tank episode, you were like, my words are the float tank of your mind. That is 1,000% true.
No, but I love, again, this is not something I created at all. It is a breathing exercise. I love that practice. I do it throughout the day, every day.
Dude.
Yeah. Imagine if I just let myself just be as angry as I am. You know, I have to calm down a lot because I think so fast, and I'm always like, everyone should stop talking. I'll tell everyone the answers. But, you know, then I breathe, and it helps.
What would happen if you just let yourself be super angry and not try and...
I think I would be less happy, my friend, because just because that is – it's not the truth I seek.
Oh, okay.
You know?
But really, like, what if you just gave yourself, like, one day every 6 months to, like, go to, like, a China shop and smash stuff?
Oh, yeah, that I would do. That sounds great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't mean, like, unfairly attacking people I love.
Right. Oh, no, no,
with
no,
my
no.
words.
Right, no, no,
yeah.
no.
No, no,
but, like, you
go
can
to a China shop and smash things?
Mm-hmm.
Like let's do it in an episode.
Dude!
We just got another episode! Yes! We'll do a smash party! They were big in the 80s.
Oh my god!
We'll host one! We'll
Dude,
throw our own.
They were big in the 80s?
Yeah, people would break things.
Things happened before now? We invented everything.
Oh, wow. So make sure if you haven't already to subscribe to the podcast because later we're going to smash some shit.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that's going to be – I'm so afraid of my anger. I don't actually think I could smash something.
No, we're it's going
to
happen.
All right. You're going to have to really help me out, dude.
I'm going
to – because I keep my anger under fucking lock and key.
I am there for it.
Mm-hmm. Here's what we're going to do. We have 7 different types of laughter we're going to try and do together. And this is literally what it says. This is what it said to do on the website to conduct a laughter therapy session. So we're going to start with number 1, hearty laughter. Spread the arms up, pointed to the sky with head tilted back or with chin raised.
Direct your laughter to come straight from your heart. Oh, okay. I mean,
arms can be brought down as needed. So... so
okay,
who wants
good.
Do you want to go first or simultaneously?
Let's do simultaneously.
Okay, I have my arms up. Ready? So 3, 2, 1, we're going to hearty laugh. Okay?
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Ha ha! Ha ha! Ha 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 ha! Avast!
Oh my god!
Okay,
I'm finding that I, Hannah Gelb, who loves to laugh, I cannot do this.
Ha ha ha! I feel good. Oh, that's great.
Ha, 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 ha.
That's your heart?
No, my natural laugh is my heart. I can't, like...
Okay, we're moving on.
Okay.
Number 2.
My arms are still up, though.
You put your arms down.
Okay.
Imitate someone else's voice you think is funny. So do a laugh in the style of another person's laugh.
Oh, okay.
I choose Hannah Gelb.
I'm so excited.
Okay, here's my imitation of the laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it wasn't
that was amazing. I really wish you guys could see Hannah Hart's face right now. It was awesome. Yeah. I'll do Hannah Hart.
What do I sound like when I laugh?
Oh, shit. You're right.
Dude, laughter therapy's the best.
It's the best. Kind of,
dude,
yeah.
You have got my laugh fucking pegged, bro.
I love your laugh, dude. You have
a great
laugh.
Oh, my God.
You know what I love is watching – okay, remember when we made that video of casserole in my drunk kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to do the boop boop in the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
And there's these moments where I can tell you're, like, actually really frustrated with me because I can't do it.
I'm like, 3, 2, okay, it's just
but, like, I love it. I love watching you so much.
Oh, wow, that was good.
I love watching you get frustrated and, like, doing that laugh. You're like you know?
It's true.
It's just so cute.
My laugh is a series of gasps and chokes. Except when I laugh really, like, when I'm just, when I have not expected the laughter to come, then mm-hmm. it's like, I do, like, a real, like, ha 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 ha. Like, it's, like, literally, ha 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 ha. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Next. The next laugh we're on to is embarrassing scenario. Recall an embarrassing incident.
Okay, this is like Monday through Sunday for me. Okay, I want to read this one. Okay. Number 5, embarrassing scenario. Recall an embarrassing incident, retell it, laughing at the end or throughout, hysterically, out of embarrassment or nervousness. That's kind of just how I operate all the time.
It is. So... That,
okay, let's see.
Let's try.
Let's see something embarrassing.
What's an embarrassing thing?
I feel
that
like
happened.
All kinds of embarrassing things happen.
Oh, geez. You know, it's like I have thoughts, but I've already put them away in a little box.
Oh. That's also an art lap. You know what popped into my head was I've tweeted about this, but there was this time in college when I was on a very packed bus in Santa Cruz of just students. And I was sitting next to this guy and he was kind of hitting on me. And I was like so not into it. And I was having a party at my house that night. And I was like, oh God, what if I accidentally tell him about the party? And it was like just packed with students. For some reason, not that loud. Like everyone was kind of in that silent, like we're all like sardines, like not talking.
Yeah.
And okay, it got to this point where he asked me for my number. And I said, yeah. I don't know it.
It's true. This is a real story.
And oh, I just imagine, I made everyone's day on that bus. They're probably still telling that story right now to their friends. They're like, this one fucking time, this girl on this bus. She's like, yeah, I don't know my number. I can't tell it to you. I have to go underneath the crust of the earth and talk to Magi, the star.
Oh God,
to get my number, and I can't tell it to you. Oh my God,
that's really good.
Oh God, that's poor good guy.
I like it. Okay, dyslexic laughter. Swing. Okay, fine. I'll tell an embarrassing
story. Yes.
One time, someone was not interested in me.
Okay.
And we went on a bad date, or great, what I thought was a great date, but they thought was a bad date. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, been right? there, dude.
And then I sent them an email at length discussing why I thought they should continue to date me. Ha, 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 ha. To which they never replied. Ha, 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 ha. Until after I became a famous person, and then they asked me for a favor. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, oh my God. Okay, I don't know if that's quite what we're going for, but still.
But hey, we got it. We got there.
I mean, yeah, that must,
yes. Progress, not perfection.
Exactly.
You know? That's right.
That really should be our motto.
That really should.
Yeah.
Let's move on to dyslexic laughter.
Dyslexic laughter. Swing both hands gently from side to side, chanting ho, ho.
Ha, ha, ha.
I can't even.
Which engages both right, left and right brains. So swing arms.
Oh, because it's like your language.
From side to side. Oopsies. Swing arms from side to side, gently. What does it mean side to side?
I don't know.
Swing both hands gently like this. Maybe like this. I'm flapping them like wings.
I was thinking more like.
Hannah's doing an Egyptian dance kind of thing. I'm flapping like wings, okay?
You're like Fly Away Home right now.
I'm Fly Away Home.
A movie with Anna Paquin from like 1992.
Yeah, and you're the what's it called? The Bengals? Who did that song? But like an Egyptian.
Yeah, it's Bengals. That's
it. Yeah, ready? Okay. It says specifically chanting.
Okay.
Okay? So, ho, 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 ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ha.
Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha.
Wait, you have to make eye contact. That's a big part of laughter therapy.
Okay.
Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho. I gave it a little. I had to give it a little musical out there.
Oh, my God. Ironically enough, I'm terrible at laughter therapy. I can't do fake laughter. I can only do my laugh.
And none of this feels fake to me.
No, you're right. It's not fake. It's just...
It's okay. Using the physical... It's probably like a breathing exercise.
I'm kind of out of breath.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. No sound laughing. Silent laughter. Well, this is going to work really well for our podcast. Let's just skip it. Okay, next.
Okay. I feel like we went over that when we did your laughter.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Nasal laughing.
Okay. I could try that.
Yeah. Give it a go. Make eye contact with me. Fuck. What tiny evil creature lives inside your body?
I honestly was just thinking of Severus Snape.
Does he laugh?
He's nasal.
You know he's Ella's favorite character from Harry Potter?
Honestly, that's my only misgiving about Ella.
We'll have to talk about this later. Okay, my nasal laughter. Here we go. Ready?
No, it's not. I admire her. She's ambitious.
Yeah. Okay. Here's my nasal laughter. Ready?
Okay.
Prepare to feel uncomfortable. I did not expect any of that.
Jesus, that was great.
To do this in a room of strangers. I can see why it would work. This next one creeps me out. Read it.
Celebration laughter. Share any tiny incident that is worth celebrating with the group and start laughing in enjoyment.
That creeps me out. You know why I'm creeped out?
Huh.
Laughing and enjoyment. Like, does this seem... Here, Hannah, how about this? I'm so happy we recorded 2 episodes today.
Oh, yeah, it's creepy.
It's creepy.
It's a little V.
Yeah.
Like Anna came down and she's trying to give everyone bliss. You know, the aliens.
Huh?
It's just kind of, it's a little Stepford Wives sounding.
It is, right? Laughter and enjoyment. Nobody is laughing in enjoyment. Oh, my God. No, you know when you do laugh in enjoyment? When you almost get hit by a car and then you don't?
What?
No, you know when you're driving and you're like, whoa, that was a close one.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's well, and have you ever laughed in a situation where it's completely inappropriate?
Yeah. Like 90% of the time. My default is to smile when I'm in an argument. I'm always like, wow, okay, you're mad.
Wow.
There it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Wow. Yeah. So this is uncomfortable for me. Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I'm listening. I hear you. I'm here. I just, I'm also laughing. At you.
Well, you know, when we're uncomfortable, sometimes we laugh.
Yeah, when we're uncomfortable, sometimes we laugh. And I feel like after you have narrowly missed death, then you laugh.
Then you're like, I'm so alive.
Oh, my God. We seriously almost died.
Wow.
Yeah.
We are just bags of meat.
I know. That's why alligators love us.
What?
Oh, I don't know why, but every time I think about how vulnerable humans are, I think about alligators. Because they're just, like, a third of their body is teeth.
Oh, I wanna say this one.
Okay, say it.
Okay. Silly laughter. I would just like to say I'm a huge advocate for silliness. I feel like adults don't have enough silliness in their lives.
You know why?
We need play. Adults need play
adults
just
need
as much
play.
As children do.
I know. Adults need play. Adults mm-hmm. should have designated.
And not just sexual play.
And not just drinking play.
And exactly.
I know. Adults need designated play.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now we are ruled by production and responsibility. And this is the fatal flaw of our society.
It's terrible.
And if only the world leaders would listen to analyze this.
Oh, my God.
They might learn a thing or two.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay. Silly laughter helps us identify and confront our personal limitations and uneasiness in acting and appearing silly. Act like you did as a child and observe whether it is enjoyable and comfortable to you. Explore the absurd, the ridiculous, and the unbelievable. Okay, whatever. I'm just going to laugh in a really silly manner.
Ready for that. Yeah, because okay. Hannah Hart as a child was much more serious and grave than Hannah Hart as an adult.
Gosh, you know, I really wish we could have been friends when we were kids.
We probably wouldn't have been.
You think so?
Yeah, it would have been like, ah.
I would have been like, you want to play dress up? And you were like, I don't have clothes.
You'd be like, I don't know what to do with that. Bye. I'd be like, I like her. Okay, give me a silly laugh. Give me a silly laugh.
Okay. Oh, no. Now the pressure's on. Okay.
I'm ready. Ooh.
You know, like when we went
Ooh,
to Japan
like that.
And they would say, like, that, like.
Cover your mouth.
Geisha laughter was like.
I like that
Literally,
one.
Literally, like the
letter. Okay, I'm going to give you a silly laugh. Ready?
Okay.
Here's a silly one. Ready?
Yeah.
Coming at you. It's fast. Okay? Ready? Okay, here it comes. Gotcha.
That one really took me by surprise.
I know. I said,
great.
Come at you fast.
Dude, that was awesome.
I told you.
It's great.
And the last but not least, number 10, swinging laughter.
Wait, didn't we already do that?
No, bro. This laugh has a lot of playfulness. All the members move outward by 2 meters to widen the circle. Well, we're not doing that. Yeah, I'm not getting up. On instruction from the anchor person, people move forward by making a prolonged sound of aye, aye, aye. Simultaneously raising the hands.
Okay, at this point, it sounds like we're in a cult.
And they all burst into laughter while meeting at the center and waving their hands.
And then Xenu comes down and takes us to the planet of eternal bliss.
Perfect for me. After the bout of laughter, they move back to their original position. The second time, they come back forward saying, oh, and burst in laughter. Oh, so I bet they go through the vowels.
Oh.
Okay, let's do this. We'll put our hands in the air, and we're just going to go... We'll do and then we'll back up, and then we'll go, oh, and then we'll see how long we can do it
Okay.
before Xenu comes.
What if we decide on different vowels after Like, what if I go to eat? Like, I and you go to you.
Okay, what about, so, Hannah, what's the order of the vowels?
I mean, typically A, E, I, O, U. Sometimes Y.
Do you want to?
Okay, well, let's
you
do
know
it
what?
Way.
Do whatever vowel you like.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm
okay.
ready.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I'm ready. I'm going to do my favorite. I'm
I just
do...
want you. I want you guys to know I am staring into Hannah Hart's eyes.
Yeah, and I'm staring back. 3, 2, 1.
Oh! What the fuck? That was a good start, though.
You know, I don't ever want to do that last one again.
No, that felt terrible.
Well, guys,
I hope everyone laughed a lot. With
I hope
this.
That you have enjoyed this bit of laughter therapy mm-hmm. this week on Analyze This. I know that we have, you know, and I would say that laughter therapy, it works.
I feel full of joy.
I feel full of joy, you know, mm-hmm. and if you need to do it in a group of strangers in a structured environment, go for it. Because I would rather you have that than no laughter at all.
Oh, it's beautiful, dude.
Yeah. Wow. Guys, if you think that there are different types of therapy practices you would like us to try or different things you'd like us to explore, please, please, please reach out to us on Twitter at AnalyzePod. Hannah Gelb, if they went to the Twitter, what would they find?
Oh, my goodness. All kinds of things. Interesting polls.
Yes. What was your most recent one?
If you are named Hannah,
yeah.
did you like being called Hannah Banana?
Oh.
Which is really a very complex issue, and I think we could do an entire episode about it.
A controversial.
Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, I could go into it right now.
Oh, you know what? Save it, save it, save it. But we need your vote. We need you to participate. So
yes,
please check us out at HanalyzePod on Twitter. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to HanalyzePod on whatever platform you listen to. And make sure that you tune in every Tuesday for new episodes of us chit-chatting with each other and with you. Have a great day. Our earbuds. I winked. I winked at the end.
Oh, it was great. That's a good wink.
Solid wink.